first, Britain has become the latest country to put its faith in oil substitutes, which can be grown on farms. They're known as biofuels, and the British government today unveiled a proposal for 5% of all motor fuels sold in the country to come from this process by 2010. It believes the move will dramatically cut the country's carbon dioxide emissions, which are blamed by many environmentalists for global warming. On the face of it, the move is also very good news for the biofuels industry, as the plans would mean its share of the market increasing by 2,000%. But many environmentalists see a downside. One of the basic problems is that growing biofuel crops uses up valuable land that could otherwise best be used to grow food. Our business reporter Mark Gregory found out more from Andrew Boswell, spokesman for the British Green Party.
I think there actually is a very strong ethical dimension here when there's 2 billion people in either very poor or absolutely dire food security situations around the world. Can we in the West really justify displacing land both in Western countries and in the third world to grow fuel and food for our cars?
What you're saying then is that the real issue is to cut people's emissions, to actually drive around less and that kind of thing, and biofuels are a bit of a distraction.
I think they are a distraction. I mean, the British government, I think, is actually using them as a smokescreen because its own climate change policies is in total disarray at the moment, and it just won't take the hard decision of really addressing transport emissions. And basically, you know, this can be by, you know, more efficient engines, reducing speed limits, and over the long term, actually implementing our economy in such a way that transport is more efficient.
The issues as regards land use, how significant are those? I mean, I read somewhere that actually to grow enough biofuels to make some dent on the problem, you'd have to chop down most of the world's remaining rainforests.
Yeah, there's land all around the world which is at threat. Certainly in places like Malaysia, rainforest is at threat. In Western countries, it's both our food growing areas and set-aside land would be at threat. If you take the target the government has to go to 20% biofuels blend, which they're talking about by 2020, that would actually use virtually all the UK arable farmland. So, I mean, then you really have got into serious problems with our food supply. If everybody else is developing biofuels as well, we're talking about an Earth with limited resources.
Andrew Boswell from the British Green Party speaking to Mark Gregory.